BBC News with Julie Candler. As Britain filed for divorce from the European Union, European leaders have rejected the British Prime Minister Theresa May's plan for parallel talks on withdrawing and forming a new relationship. The German Chancellor Angela Merkel said the EU must first work out how to extricate Britain from commitments built up during 44 years of membership. The British Prime Minister Theresa May has told the BBC Britain can hold on to its trade benefits with the European Union even after it has left. Speaking shortly after Britain formally notified the EU it was leaving, she said she wanted an agreement that allowed Britain to trade freely with the European single market. The US ambassador to the United Nations has said UN peacekeepers in the Democratic Republic of Congo are aiding a corrupt government that preys on its citizens. Nikki Haley said as a matter of decency and common sense this should end. A millionaire architect from Colombia, 38-year-old Rafael Uribe Noguera, has been sentenced to almost 52 years in prison for the kidnap, rape and murder of an indigenous girl. The judge said Juliana Samboni had been vulnerable simply because she was female and from a poor background. Two former aides to Chris Christie, the Republican governor of New Jersey, have been sent to prison for their role in a political revenge plot that led to massive traffic jams and delayed emergency services on one of the country's busiest bridges. They did so after a local mayor decided not to endorse Mr. Christie's re-election bid. Bill Baroni and Bridget Kelly were given 2 years and 18 months, respectively. A court in the United Arab Emirates has reportedly sentenced a prominent academic to 10 years in prison over social media tweets criticizing the authorities. The rights group Amnesty International said Nasser bin Gaith's tweets were related to his belief he hadn't been given a fair trial in an earlier case. BBC News.